Anemia affects millions of people around the world. It's caused when the body doesn't produce enough red blood cells. It can cause weakness, fatigue, and in severe cases, cardiac arrest. It's particularly problematic in the developing world, and it's not as easy to identify as you might think. Now a team from Rice University is showing that just about anyone can lend a hand in diagnosing it, literally. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
Rice professor Rebecca Richards-Cordham works closely with clinicians in the developing world. She often asks them, how can we help?
One of the challenges that they presented to us was their inability to monitor whether patients are anemic or not.
Diagnosing anemia requires taking a blood sample, separating out red blood cells, and then counting them. That gives you something called the hematocrit, the percentage of red blood cells in a patient's blood. To separate the blood cells, you need to spin a small blood sample very fast. There are battery-powered and electrical centrifuges that can do this, but electricity in the developing world is sometimes hard to find and expensive. So, last fall, Richards-Cordham put the hematocrit problem to an undergraduate class on bioengineering and world health at Rice.
The students were tasked with developing an inexpensive way to assess hematocrit levels in a situation where electricity wasn't available.
We just thought to ourselves, you know, what is something cheap that doesn't require electricity that spins?
Lila Kerr was one of the students in Richard Cordham's class. She and some of the other students from the class started brainstorming. They thought about bicycles, different kinds of spinning toys. They experimented with a Harvard project involving the use of an egg beater. In the end, they didn't go with the egg beater, but they did stay in the kitchen. That's a pump-action salad spinner. You know, the kind with a hard plastic outer bowl and an inner plastic basket. You put the lettuce in, close the lid, and push the pump on top of the lid to spin the water off. Lauren Tice was one of the students involved in modifying the spinner to hold small vials of blood.
So on the bottom of the basket, we built this elevated vial holder or tube holder using things like a food container and circles of combs, and it holds different tubes at a 70-degree angle. So essentially what we did to modify the device was just create that base to hold the tubes.
So how long and how fast do you have to spin it to get it to work as a centrifuge? Again, Rice student Lila Kerr.
The user pumps it for 10 minutes. You pump it about 200 times per minute, which sounds harder than it actually is. We pumped it for up to 20 minutes, and it really wasn't too bad. And then at that rate, it spins at 950 RPM, which is enough to separate the blood.
Total cost? Around $35. A battery-powered or electrical centrifuge can run into the hundreds of dollars. Also, the salad spinner centrifuge can hold up to 30 samples. A portable electrical model holds about 4 samples. But the question is, can the salad spinner centrifuge hold up in conditions far more rugged than the kitchen? Lila Kerr and Lauren Tice will find out this summer. Kerr is taking one of the centrifuges to Ecuador. Tice is taking one to Swaziland.
Maybe even just getting it there on the plane will be a good indication of how well it will hold up. But it is very durable, and it's a really hard outer container, so we're hoping that it's sustainable and durable enough to really, if it suffers a fall and heat and weather and stuff, it should hold up, but we're going to find out.
The idea is that the students will spend time with clinicians in the field, explaining how the device works and getting feedback on its performance. They'll then bring the feedback back to campus next fall and incorporate it into the next design of the centrifuge. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.
And if you want to see how to turn a salad spinner into a medical centrifuge, visit our website. There's really not much to it, as the students demonstrating their creation will show you. The video is at theworld.org. This is PRI.